It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's one measure of life and death in Iraq. Shia Muslims celebrated a festival over the weekend. It marked the end of a mourning period for the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Witnesses say this year's celebration brought out the largest numbers of pilgrims in living memory, and people came even though many were killed by insurgent attacks. Those attacks came despite an effort to involve Iraq's neighbors in securing peace. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins us now from Baghdad. And Lourdes, this meeting over the weekend with Iraq's neighbors, including Iran and Syria, did they accomplish anything?
Well, among the Iraqi leaders, at least, there seemed to be certainly some optimism. They all described it as a positive meeting. And I think that for them, at least, it was viewed as a good first step. There has been, as you know, a lot of tension between two key allies of Iraq, the United States and Iran. And the prime minister here, Nouri al-Maliki, made a point of saying at the meeting that he didn't want Iraq to turn into a proxy battleground for them. But concretely, there was really not anything that yielded firm results. It was a sort of curtain raiser for a possible higher-level meeting that may take place next month. As you know, in this region, the temperature can change extremely quickly. So I think everyone is very cautious about saying too much about what it may all mean. There's still a civil war here that is fueled by real sectarian tensions. The players in the region are wary. They're watchful. There's a lot of mistrust of the United States and vice versa. So clearly there's a very long way to go before everyone comes together.
There was a lot of speculation about an American diplomat and an Iranian diplomat in the same room and what they would do. Did they talk to each other?
They did talk to each other. They sat down at the table together. They shook hands. But this was not a one-on-one meeting, but it was face-to-face. And that was viewed as extremely important. There was no discussion, it has to be said, about anything that was not Iraq-related. Both sides raised their concerns, the U.S. stressing that they felt that Iran was supporting militias here and insurgents with weapons designed to harm American soldiers. And the Iranians raised their concerns. They asked for a timetable for U.S. withdrawal from the region. And also they asked for six diplomats that had been arrested by U.S. forces to be returned.
And as this diplomatic dance continued inside the Green Zone, the fortified zone in Baghdad, what is it that people were celebrating outside the Green Zone and how many?
Estimates between 5 million and 7 million pilgrims descending on the southern city of Karbala. Our local reporter in Basra said that the mostly Shiite city there was completely empty, simply devoid of people. They'd all gone on pilgrimage, which gives you an indication, I think. The roads to Karbala were just packed. Lots of differing explanations for this. Defiance is one. Some people saying that after all the bloodletting this past year, people feel they want to show and feel religious unity. But it was the biggest celebration of what is called Arbaeen ever. Now, the other side of this is that more than 200 pilgrims were killed in attacks. We had a bloody bombing yesterday in Baghdad, and we've seen a lot of attacks over the past few weeks as well.
What other violence are you tracking inside the country?
Well, the province of Diyala, and that's to the north of Baghdad, is getting everyone's attention right now, especially the U.S. military's. This used to be considered a success story by the U.S. military. It's a mixed province that was slated to be one of the first to be handed over to full Iraqi control. And now we've seen al-Qaeda move up there. Sectarian violence is increasing. There's some fierce fighting there around the city of Bakuba. There have been reports of human rights abuses by the Iraqi army. Yesterday, we heard reports that we were unable to confirm, but that several Shiite houses were burned in an effort to drive people out. So even as we see a push in Baghdad to tamp down the violence here, we're seeing it pop up somewhere else. And I think that's what's important about what's happening in Diyala. That has been a pattern in Iraq for the past 4 years, and it's a real challenge for the U.S. military and, of course, the Iraqi forces.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reporting today from Baghdad.